This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of no snow on the ground at the moment, just yet, Detroit, Michigan, legally armed in Detroit, the director, that being Rick Ector. We didn't get to finish what we were doing yesterday. We had to...
Man, look, let me tell you. One, first and foremost, is always an honor and a privilege to be on the show. And you know what? You and I, dare I say it, we have a certain... synergistic, like, relationship, man. Like, I enjoy doing the show.
Well, and yesterday when we were doing it, it went by so fast.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting there going, wow, we were supposed to do like five things or something. We got to one.
Well, we did more than one. As a matter of fact, when I sat down at my table, man, I was going to pick up where we left off. And I said, well, exactly where did we leave off? Like, what things did we talk about? And I was going up into my gray matter, my brain. And I know we talked about legal protection plan. We talked about a cleaning kit.
Right.
We talked about holsters. We talked about a training class. And dare I say, there was also a recommendation for spare magazines.
Right.
You can never have enough magazines.
Nope.
And I was looking at my list and I was like, man, yeah. And you know, I'll take at least 50% of the responsibility for us not getting to the finish line, man.
Well,
but you know what? When I'm on the show and I'm talking to you, you know, it's like when friends get together and you start talking.
Right.
And then, like, all these things come up in your head and you just, like, you have Tourette's. You just blurt it out and it takes you down a path and you're trying to work your way back.
Sure.
Sometimes we don't always get back in time, man.
Well, it's you know, you lose track of time. We sit down on a Monday, we start talking, then we pause for a minute, we look around. We both need a shave or something. We look at our watch. It's Wednesday. Been talking 2 days and had no concept of time at all. So, yeah, I get that. I embrace that. It's no biggie. No biggie.
So I've already rehashed what we've talked about before, man. Sure. And some of the things that are still on the list. And, of course, these are things. Let's make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. Uh-huh. These are the things that a new gun owner, someone who has been welcomed into the fold, could benefit from this holiday season if you bought some of these things as a gift. Because I'll tell you, I was at the gun range just this past weekend, and, you know, buying a gun is like a big deal for a new purchaser. And they kind of get a little shy. Like this one lady, she bought a gun and it was like $600, right? And, you know, I don't know if her budget, you know, started dancing in her brain, but as I started mentioning some of the things that she should also throw in the bag, she started getting a little shy. So then I'm like, yeah, okay, there's certainly, you know, an economic component to this whole gun ownership thing, man.
But, right.
We take it for granted.
I think it isn't so much that we take it for granted. We have the advantage of experience, right?
Right.
And so that gives us an advantage that they didn't have before. And we get out there and we know what we need and what we don't need. So like if we look at a gun that has all these gadgets and doodads and everything hanging off of it, We just look at that and say, yeah, I've got a holster that fits. Sure I do.
You know, and see what I tell people in my training class, man, is that if you ever have the opportunity of going to the NRA, like annual meeting, the big show, if you have an opportunity to go, if it comes to your town or to a state close by, go. Because I'll tell you, the one thing I always believe is certainly worth the price of admission, man. And if there is a price, you know, it's negligible.
Right.
It's going to the floor, man, and look at all that square footage that's out there dedicated not only to every firearm you can think of, but the accessories and additional training and aids and things that are there that you never knew existed, man. And it's like you can't see it all in a weekend.
No.
And dare I say, I haven't been to SHOT Show yet, but I'm going to get there one day.
I don't know that SHOT. I'm going to tell you this, my honest opinion too. I don't know that SHOT Show is actually necessary anymore. And I have gone. I've been there before. But like, if you go to SHOT Show, you're going to see a bunch of the same stuff that you see at the NRA show.
Right.
And the difference is that at SHOT Show, if you're out there and you're going around going, hey, I'm Rick Hector, the director, and I do this thing once a year where I train all these new women on guns. And would you be interested in sponsoring me with this, or would you be interested in helping me with this? If the NSSF hears you do that on the floor of SHOT Show, they will. They call this briefcasing.
They call it what?
Briefcasing.
Briefcases. Okay.
And then they will escort you out of,
really?
Of SHOT Show, and they will get you kicked out of your hotel room.
Really?
Yeah.
So you go to a place where there's a bunch of people in your industry where you work and earn a livelihood, and you can't talk business about, like, sponsorship.
Not on the floor.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Okay, so, you know what? Shall I bring up a couple more items, or shall I make it more interesting and tap into the brain of a Mr. Bill Frady?
Sure, go ahead.
What other items are out there that a first-time personal protection handgun buyer would need? Not want, but need.
Probably they need an app that explains where their concealed carry permit is, where they have reciprocity and where they cannot carry.
You know, that definitely would come in handy, especially if you're a person that does a lot of traveling.
Right.
I know personally I got to go to the board meetings once a quarter, so I'm definitely on an airplane. None of those meetings are close to home here in Detroit, man.
Right.
But, yeah, that app. Or an app. In many cases, if you join some type of personal protection plan that we talked about on the last episode, typically they will have an online app that you can download at the Google store that'll actually accomplish that function. So there might be some apps out there that people are actually charging money for.
Right.
But sometimes based on your current, you know, expenditures, you might already have access to them. So, what else, dare I say, Mr. Frady, would a gun owner, particularly a newer or possibly a first-time gun owner, would like to throw in the bag when they go to the gun store after they bought their first gun?
Now we're getting exciting, aren't we?
Right, because the first five or six items, yeah, those are easy. But I don't think any of the remaining items that I at least put down were, like, esoteric, dare I say.
Yeah. So
I mean, I think they're all pretty basic.
Right. So let's say maybe a nice, you know what? We talked right into the break. That's all right. We'll pick it up on the other side. I just figured out what it's going to be. Talking to Rick Hector, this is Helping a New Gun Owner in the Holidays, Part 2. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Hector, the director, because, you know, that's where I have the most fun. Yes, sir.
I think it has a certain ring to it, man. Director, Hector, hey, you know what? The other couple of items, you know what? I'm going to try to make it even simpler. They are, you see, on the last time we talked about this, you did indeed mention spare magazines as an accessory.
Right.
But if we just focused on magazines right now,
right,
are there any additional items associated with magazines that you can think of?
How about a loader?
A magazine loader, yes. And you know what? I'm actually a little torn on this one. You know what?
Right.
I think as a rite of passage that a sufficiently trained, you're laughing already, trained gun owner, shooter should go through the growing pains of developing the manual dexterity to manually load their magazines.
And have the fun thumb things that come with it?
I mean, you know, it takes some getting used to, man, because you know, I show off when I'm showing, you know, new shooters at the range, you know, their first range experience, and I'm showing them how to load it up. And then they're like, I can't get it. I'm like, yeah, you can. You just have to work at it. I only have them put, you know, the one or two in. And then I'll even put one in a cartridge in the magazine while I have the cartridge in the magazine behind my back. And I was like, look, it's easy. You can do it. You can do it. Just don't quit. Come on, do it. And, you know, after they get one or two in, I'll ease up, you know. But, yeah, a magazine loader, man, for sure.
Yep.
These devices aren't very expensive, but I really think the whole proposition is unnecessary with sufficient training. So,
well, I mean,
Any other things?
So, a dry fire setup, you know, like a Mantis setup where you can dry fire at your house?
Okay. You know what? Dry fire practice is definitely something that a new gun owner, a new shooter should do, you know. And I do know, man, you're on like, you're like past episode 300, right?
I'm on episode 2804.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2800. Okay. Episode 2800, right?
Yeah.
And if you have some longtime listeners, they're probably familiar with the Mantis training system. Very quickly, what is very unique about this Mantis training system?
Well, the Mantis training system is a laser system that you stick in your gun, and it uses an accelerometer. So what it's looking for is it's looking for movement in your hands when you pull the trigger. And you have a prescribed, it has an app, so you have to connect it to your phone, and then you're aiming, and your phone sees where you're hitting with the laser on the target that comes with it, and it's measuring the accelerometer and how well your hits are working. So it gives you a figure on about how much your hands are moving or whether that's good or bad.
And,
that can also lead to some other things that I really like understanding that you're, you know, the biggest problem with a handgun is you're shooting it with your hands.
Man, you caught me off guard with that one.
Well, I mean,
the biggest problem with shooting with your hands is your hands.
Your hands, isn't it?
Okay.
I mean, don't you see people like, I just discovered after, you know, had the heart attack, that I get back on the range, and there was something disconnected in my mind between my head and my trigger finger. So at that time, I had a sponsor called Agency Arms. They made the Gucci Glocks.
The Gucci Glocks.
Gucci Glocks. I mean, these are really high. You know, it's like they take a $600 gun and make it a $2,500 gun.
Oh, man.
And it's a really good gun. It's a really good gun. I mean, it's a piece of science, let me tell you. So I had this piece of science, and I go out there. Now, when I went in the hospital, I could just draw a face with that gun. I get out there now. I can't even hit the paper on the target. And what was happening was, first of all, for whatever reason, I stopped sticking as much finger into the trigger guard as I used to.
Okay.
And then that just compounded itself. So I was actually, I put the sights on the target, and then when I pulled the trigger, I was pushing it to the left.
Okay.
And this, the Mantis system would have measured that for me and told me, okay, you're pushing left.
Okay.
And then I would have known.
Pushing in your finger.
Yeah.
It's like a science.
It's like science.
The other two items that I had associated with magazines were the other additional one, where we talked about a speed loader.
Right.
How about, when we already talked about a holster, but we weren't specific enough to incorporate maybe that little other compartment either on the gun holster to house your magazine, like your spare magazine, right?
Right, right.
Or just a separate magazine holster altogether. So the question I make getting class is like, well, gee, how many rounds of ammunition should I have for an unscheduled gunfight?
That's impossible to answer.
I know. But I'm going to ask you anyway.
A minimum of two spares.
Okay. And this should, like, cover you out to three standard deviations of what's probably could happen to the average person out living his or her life, right?
So, we live in a, let's just talk about where you live. We don't even have to get into Hamas or nothing. Where you live, what? Does anybody go out and rob anybody individually? Do you have solo robbers out there? Aren't most of them groups?
You know what? It is not rare for there to be more than one person committing the crime. When I was robbed in my driveway, it was two.
Right.
You know, like the Sith in Star Wars. You have the apprentice and the overlord, right?
Right.
That's kind of the setup that these guys had.
So, when that happened, if you'd had a gun and you'd had to get involved in a gunfight, you didn't know if they were on drugs. You didn't know anything about what was going on with them. And you know from your experiences, just from the things you've looked at, that sometimes it takes more than one round to take somebody down.
Yes, it could take more than one.
So then,
and God knows, like you're alluding to, if they're high on drugs or something, or if they're wearing heavy clothing, especially in this time of year that we're approaching, man, it's getting colder.
Right.
Well, at least up here, down there, I don't know how cold it actually gets, man. But up here, we wear layers, right?
Well, it gets, you know, we get into the teens down here, so I mean, it can get pretty chilly. But you know what? We're coming up on the next break, so let's not talk our way into the break. Instead of that, let's find out where you can find Rick Ector real quick. Tell them.
I am Rick Ector, NRA's Director Ector. You can reach me at Legally Armed Detroit, Detroit CCW. My handle is Detroit CCW on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and yes, I'm even on IMDb. Check me out.
If you see him on the street, walk up to him slowly when you ask for the autograph.
Slowly. Keep your hands where I can see him.
Keep your hands where you can see him and, you know, walk up slowly to him. But he'll probably give you the autograph and pose for the selfie. I think he will for me anyway. We're in good talk now for new gun owners, so stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon. It's part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group Hamas released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Two people are dead following a car explosion at the Canadian border in Niagara Falls, New York. The incident shut down all Western New York bridge crossings into the U.S. temporarily. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. At least two cars spilled sulfur. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states during the Detroit Lions-Green Bay Packers game in Michigan and Wisconsin. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector. And you just got on a really good subject, though, about how much spare ammunition you have. Have you ever heard about that in Pittsburgh? I think his name is Garmin, that Pittsburgh police officer who got a gunfight and had to shoot the guy 19 times to kill him. And he was running out of ammo.
Man, that has got to be like my greatest fear.
He carries 147 rounds on him now.
Now, was this guy that he was engaged with, was he wearing any protective gear?
No. Okay. No, he was just a felon. He pulled him over. He didn't know he was a felon. He pulled him over, and the only reason the guy died is because his last shot went into the top of his head. But he shot him 18 times prior to that with a Glock 21, a 45 ACP.
45. Yeah. 21 times. Yep. Took it.
Well, no, the model is a 21. He shot him 19 times. With a Model 20.
Man, let me tell you, that is the fear that I have, man. Am I walking around with enough ammo? And, you know, I'm thinking, you never know. You know, I have 17 rounds in the gun and one extra magazine that's holding another 15 rounds. So I hope that's enough, you know. I hope.
I carry, when I'm out carrying now, right. When I leave the house with a whole other mindset now, since all of this stuff happened with Israel. Probably should have been doing it before that. But when I leave the house, I have what I call the oh no bag. And in the oh no bag, I have five magazines for a 300 blackout, and two more pistol magazines, a trauma kit, a blade, a flashlight, and a pair of knee pads.
Speaking. Speaking of which, thank you for reminding me. I need to renew my training with the American Red Cross, man. That's something that I think everyone should do, whether they carry a gun or not.
Yeah.
Man.
But yeah.
That wasn't even on my list. That's an unadvertised bonus.
There you go.
Yeah. Take a training class with the Red Cross. I mean, I think they're de-emphasizing mouth-to-mouth, you know, resuscitation, but, you know, chest compression.
Well, the problem with that is that nobody knows how hard to blow. You can actually blow their lungs up. You can kill them.
Really?
Yeah. Chest compressions are okay. But, I mean, even with that, I mean, with chest compressions, you can hit. You really need to go take the class to figure out what that feels like, because if you're just so, like, imagine me giving you chest compressions. I need to understand that when I'm popping you in the chest right there on that chest plate, that there's issues. Now, imagine you wanting to give me chest compressions, because I'd have to say, Rick, don't do that to me, because you're definitely going to kill me. Please don't do that, because my chest has been split down the middle. So there's certain things you got to look for. And if you don't know to do that, and you only seen it on TV or stayed at a Holiday Inn Express or something,
you don't need
to be doing it.
So to eliminate, you know, operator error,
right,
if they can, yeah, okay, well, just do the chest compressions and monitor for breathing, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So other items, I mean, let's talk about, hey, this is an easy gimme.
Yeah.
Why not have safety equipment, right? And there should be at least two items of safety equipment that you should use when you're shooting indoors or out. And you know what? Dare I say it, if you actually own a gun, you should have your own safety equipment.
Now, when you talk about safety equipment, you're talking about ear pro and eye pro?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was actually looking at a few suppliers of both. You know, the one that has like a dearth of explanation is the iPro, man. Because I see a wide disparity in prices, man. I'm looking where you can pretty much get a pair of iPro for like $1 a pair. Well, and then the others, I guess they have fancy colors and but I'm like, what justifies, say, iPro going for like $70 as opposed to a pair going for $1.
I have no idea. I buy mine at Home Depot. I buy the 4-pack. I think mine like $2 a set. And I buy the 4-pack. And I mean, these are impact resistant glasses for working on a construction site.
Right. So as I'm looking through, I'm like, man, the prices are everywhere, and I'm looking for the unique product identifier or product characteristic that justifies it. And you know what? I just came to the snap decision that it's marketing, man. And
right,
you know what? I might just come out with a pair of Laid safety glasses, man.
Call them the
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Just because I was doing my research for Lock and Load with you, Mr. Bill Frady. But let me tell you, the safety glasses for sure, man, is very important. You know, back in the day, we used to at least worry about lead particulate in the air when we were shooting indoors, but that's pretty much negligible with all the high air filtration systems they have now. But, I mean, it's to keep the brass from hitting you in the eye, you know.
Right.
And we know with hot brass down the shirt, you know, that's always hot.
Have you ever taken a ricochet? You ever been hit with a ricochet?
A ricochet bullet?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, man. And I hope I never do.
I've had one bounce back and hit me in the face.
Did it leave a mark?
Yeah. Well, okay, so I was firing at it straight on. So whatever came back at me.
A metal target.
It was on a metal target. I was at about 15 yards. So
that was my next question.
Yeah.
Metal target, and how close were you?
Well, you can't get very close to those, because then you're really asking for it. But I mean, at 15 yards, I had on eye pro, and
right,
I caught it right on the cheek, right below the eye pro. And then I got on Instagram and went, I just shot myself in the face. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Survived.
Right. Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Bulletproof Brady.
Yep.
Got Brady. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So not only are we talking about EarPro, right? I mean, you know, obviously we know the reason why we should wear hearing protection when we're shooting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I've got an uncle that was a former, I think, world champion silhouette shooter. But back in the days, when this was in the 70s, and he shot outdoors, but he never used EarPro. Now he can't hear nothing.
I know. I have a friend that's in the same boat, man, and he actually has one of those hearing aids, man, and he can actually go shoot. What he does is he just turns the device all the way down, and that serves as his hearing protection. But I really think it's kind of sad that, you know, he's got to have a hearing device, but, you know. It is what it is, man. I tell people, no matter if you're indoors or out, put on that hearing protection for sure.
Yeah.
So let me see. Looking at my list here, man, okay. I'm going to suggest that you should have a gun box. Let's say my gun box of choice is a metallic box with a lock on it. What applications would this be really cool?
This is a lock box?
Yeah, like a metallic lock box.
Okay, well, I mean, you could... You probably need one of those when you travel, because you have to declare the gun, right?
Absolutely. That is when I travel, when I get on an airplane, right? Flying with the gun. That's a whole episode in of itself, and I think we actually did an episode on that.
Yeah.
Check the Bill Frady archives, Lock and Load. Maybe you can do a search on flying with the gun. But yeah, man, it's very important. You want to make sure that you have like a hard-sided metallic case with a lock on it, and that you follow the appropriate protocols for flying with the gun. And you want to make sure you declare that with the ticket people and not when you get in the line with TSA, man. You get in that TSA line with a gun, man, it's going to be some issues. So what else? Why else would we want a gun lockbox?
Well, let's pick this up on the other side. Coming up on the last break, talking to Rick Ector. He is the director of, he's one of the directors of the NRA. He is also the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Rick Ector, the director. We're talking about the holiday stuff that we might give to a first-time gun buyer. Just came to the lockbox, and you want to know what else you could use the lockbox for? I guess you could...
Yeah, man. I mean, we're rapidly approaching a holiday, man,
yeah.
And dare I say it's probably not the biggest, but it might come in number two, right?
Right.
And typically when a whole bunch of family and friends get together, you know, for a festive occasion like the holiday, watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions play on TV,
right.
What might happen? What might they engage in?
Drinking.
Drinking! Man, drinking is Thanksgiving. It comes in probably fourth after the turkey, right?
It's in the top five, yeah. It makes the top five. It makes the top five.
It makes the top five, man. And, you know, regardless of what the laws may or may not say, I mean, you know, depending on where you are, it's generally understood to not be in the possession of a firearm if you've been, you know, drinking, you know.
You would
That's
help.
Just, it would help, man, you know, for a lot of different reasons, man. And I'm thinking of that video of that off-duty cop one day that was at a party. I'm not sure if you saw it, but he was dancing like, I don't know. He thought he was really cutting the rug, man, with his shoes. And he did a flip, right? And as he did a flip, his gun popped out of his waistband and hit the floor. And so obviously he had been drinking. So when he reached down in his drinking state, he had his finger on the trigger and discharged the gun as he was picking it up. And I believe one party goer actually got shot because of his carelessness. But, yeah, needless to say, drinking and carrying a gun probably, no, I'm not going to say probably, is not, you know, a really wise thing to do. So,
no, if you're going to carry a gun, you got to make a choice.
Yeah.
It's all about making choices when you carry a gun. That is not one of those things where you can say to yourself, well, I'm in control. You can't do that. You cannot do it. So.
And, you know, when I mentioned this in my CPL concealed carry classes, and I mentioned that, you know, it's kind of a downer for a few people in the class. And I tell them, hey, look, I have a couple of rules, man. You know, don't drink when you're carrying. Don't carry a gun where you can't stay. I mean, don't drink where you can't stay. I mean, if you need to stay over because you were, you know, partaking, I mean, hey, then just leave your gun at home or properly secure it in your vehicle as if you didn't have a concealed pistol license.
Right.
But, of course, the third big reason why you probably should have some type of setup to secure your firearm is?
Little hands,
yes. Curious those hands are. Now yeah. I'm speaking out of order like Yoda from Star Wars.
Curious those hands are, yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you got to secure those guns away from the kids. And you know what? A lockbox will do that. And you know what? I dare say, man, if you are a gun owner or if you know one of these brand new gun owners, that would be pretty high on my list. Let me tell you, it pays a lot of dividends, whether they're flying, they have kids, or they plan to imbibe in the closest holiday. And you know, one of them that I sort of take for granted, man, in terms of something that we should have as a gun carrier, particularly if you carry IWB or OWB, is a good, strong, sturdy what?
Belt.
It's one of the things that we don't really talk about much, man.
What kind of belt do you use?
I actually have one of these dark black canvas so-called tactical belts, man, that you know.
Well,
slip it through and you pull it and tighten it. But you know what? I came to this after I had an incident years ago, man. You know, when you're carrying a lot of weight on a belt with a conventional buckle.
Yeah.
All that weight and you're stretching the leather and then it starts to warp and stretch and the holes get bigger.
Right.
Eventually, when those holes get too big, what might happen to your leather belt?
It's been so long since I wore one, I couldn't tell you. What's going to happen to one of those when they fail?
I had one snap on me, man.
Really?
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Wow.
It snapped on me, and you know what? I dropped a gun at the store, man. And it was, dare I say, interesting for the first couple of seconds. How do you casually
drop a gun
when everybody watching you pick up a gun you just dropped in a retail location, man?
I would be like, I'd pick it up and look around and go, don't you just hate it when that happens? Stick it back in. Stick it back in my doggone belt, cheap belt. Say, hey, let this be a lesson to you, kids.
So I'll tell you this. In the aftermath of that incident, which was, oh, man, a long time ago, I bought a canvas tactical belt, man. I haven't had any issues whatsoever. And I strongly recommend it. But, you know, the biggest drawback is, let's say, if you want to go play dress up, you know, put on a suit or something, you won't have a snazzy looking.
You ought to go look at the core belts, the K-O-R-E belts, core.
They got some dressy,
they have fancy. Dressy, fancy belts. They do. Leather-looking belts, but they're ratchet belts. They ratchet.
You mean ratchet as in...
Pop, 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 pop when you slide it through. Yeah.
Oh, see, there's a colloquial usage of that term ratchet, man.
I'm not talking about the females that you know out there. This is actually a mechanism type. It's a type of fascinating mechanism.
Right.
But they make them both tactical and dressy.
And you know, there's another, and this next suggestion wouldn't be for someone that's like brand new to the gun ownership thing. But if you happen to know a gun owner who's actually engages in shooting like a lot, and one thing that we worry about as shooters and practicing, you know, first and foremost, we should be practicing fairly often, shooting a lot of ammo. What's the recommended shooting interval you would recommend for practice? Just to be, you know, fluent with your shooting and accurate, you know.
I would think that it would be advantageous to go to wherever you buy your ammo at, buy 200 rounds, buy four boxes, and then make yourself go to the range. Right? And I know that costs money in some cases. Make yourself go to the range either twice that month or four times a month. You know, take one box of ammo.
The idea is that you're going to The idea is you're going to have a nice little cache of ammo.
Right. Well, you're taking a box of ammo with you at a time, 50 rounds at a time. Get the cheapest range ammo you can find and go out there and shoot it and get used to the stuff and everything and, you know, look at your target, scrutinize that. And, you know, there's lots of guys. I mean, how many rounds do the people shoot with you when you're familiarizing them with a gun when you do your big event? Like five?
No, we actually shoot 20.
20, okay.
The familiarization with the ladies, you know, 1,500, 1,600.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 rounds each. Yeah, so, I know it's a lot of ammo.
It's a lot of ammo, but if they can get familiar with it in 20, once they start going there and shooting 50 at a shot, I would think that'd be decent practice to begin
with. You would hope. Yeah. You would hope. So let's say you're like feeling the pinch of shooting and you want to find a way to maybe significantly reduce your price of ammo. What new hobby could you start in the upcoming new year that requires equipment and gear that you would be blessed with a Christmas present?
Yeah, that would be a reloading setup.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, you better have some room. You're gonna need brass and primers and bullets.
Right.
You're going to need powder.
Right.
You're going to need a book to tell you what to, you know, like each powder is a different charge and your press has got to be able to measure that powder out because you don't want to overcharge the round. You're going to blow your gun up and your hand and then you'd be sitting there going, this wasn't a good Christmas present for me. So, anyway.
Well, I mean, like, well, it's a hobby. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of being. And you know what? I'm actually credentialed to teach the class.
Well, then we'll have to talk about that next time because we have run out of time.
Where does the time go, sir?
Well, I don't know, but one thing I wanted to point out, neither Rick nor I have been drinking during this time. This is just the way we are.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Maybe next week. Who knows? Or maybe 2 weeks from now when Rick comes back. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate you. Rick Ector, Director Ector. Come check me out in a couple weeks. I'll be back.
Roger that. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.